Say it's my favorite day of the week for no apparent reason. It is Friday, July the 20th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. As far as I know, the only gold and silver company in America today that's offering to sell gold at spot. If you want to find out how to buy gold at spot, you can give me a call at 1-800-691-7898. I'll be only too happy to explain it to you. Well, each and every morning, I'm always expecting to see some sort of negative story erupting somewhere on the planet. However, I must say I was taken aback early this morning seeing a report about a shooting that took place in Aurora, Colorado in a movie theater. And I have no good way of explaining why this happened in any way, shape, or form. However, I did notice on Fox News with the folks from Fox and Friends, they seemed a little disappointed when the FBI reported that they didn't have any evidence of a terrorist connection. Obviously, when a tragedy happens, it's much easier to explain the motivations of someone if they can tie them to the Muslim Brotherhood or some offshoot of the Iranian Republican Guard. But when it's a 20-something Caucasian kid that commits an atrocity like this, they are hard-pressed to find what it's. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out and be right back with the rest of the day's stories after this.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Twice today, love me two time, girl. I'm gone away.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Unfortunately, Charles Coulson from Straight Gate Ministries can't join us this morning as he has a medical appointment that conflicts with our time. Charles doesn't live too far from Aurora, Colorado. And having lived in that neck of the woods during the Columbine tragedy, this tragedy will probably follow in the same footsteps as Columbine did. On the left, you'll have more calls for gun control, while on the right, they will be making the argument for concealed carry. And ultimately, we'll find out he was just a disturbed 20-year-old, probably on some form of psychotropic drug, who spent far too much time playing video games. Well, that tragedy aside, looking at the financial markets, they are once again dealing with the reality of problems in Europe. Yesterday there was a bit of euphoria that there was some form of Spanish bank bailout. Well, that seems to have all disappeared overnight as Europe is plunging as we speak. The Dow initially was off triple digits in early morning trading and now dealing with an 80-point loss at 12,863, NASDAQ's off 20 at 2,945. U.S. dollar seems to be gaining from the safe haven status, dollar index higher by 57 basis points, dollar index at 83.46. The fact that Israel didn't attack Iran overnight, they took the risk premium off oil this morning, oil down $1.56, but still above $90 a barrel at 91.10. Gold weaker by $1.30 at $15.81. Silver off 6 cents at $27.32. Platinum off $7 at $14.17, and palladium off $7 at $5.80. Mining index down slightly at XAU at $146.99. Now, it's unfortunate that Charles is not with us today, and I say that simply because it seems as though the world has woken up to the reality of the fact that we are going to be facing a food crisis in the not-too-distant future. And this is something that's going to affect everybody. Corn prices, once again yesterday, hit record highs as the Midwest suffers its worst drought since 1956. And so everybody can expect to see much higher grocery bills in the not too distant future. A lot of people don't realize how many everyday products use corn in its manufacture. And one of the big fears of many people, and Charles has been at the forefront of this for quite a while, is that rising corn prices ultimately leads to social unrest. And as you know, Charles has been on a mission of late trying to educate people about the Farm Bill, which is tied up in Congress. And as he pointed out, the problem with the Farm Bill is it increases and forces consumption of ethanol. Currently, ethanol consumes up to 35% of all the corn produced in the USA. And as Charles pointed out, this is the cause of a pending world food shortage, which he predicted as far back as 2007. Now, with this growing drought problem, it seems as though a few members of Congress are calling for immediate implementation of the Farm Bill in order to afford some relief to the farmers, because besides the mandated use of ethanol in the farm bill, it also has a lot of benefits for large corporate farmers because it adds insurance against crop failures. And as Charles predicted in some of the articles he has written, you are going to be paying substantially higher prices for all food based on nothing more than the ethanol mandates. But it seems this crisis is at such a level that Congress will more than likely pass the farm bill in its entirety, not wanting to deal with another financial crisis across the aisle. Yesterday, I mentioned that as we move to September and the end of the U.S.'s financial year, there's another fight looming in Congress that they are trying to avoid at all cost, and that is a forced shutdown of the government because the Republicans will refuse to raise the debt ceiling. Well, it seems as though the Republicans are not looking for a fight on that before the election, and rather go along with the Democrats and simply pass a CR, a continuing resolution, to fund the government till after the election. So the farm bill, I'm sure, has bipartisan support, thanks to the very powerful corn lobby. And so prepare yourself for higher food prices. Don Morosini, who usually writes about gold and silver, has an article today dealing with the ethanol issue. And I guess what got a lot of people's attention this morning was an article in the Financial Times highlighting the coming food shortage crisis.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart.
Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Friday, well, moving on from the pending food crisis, which ultimately may also be a catalyst that would force Ben Bernanke's hand to once again open up the spigots. After all, he did make a point during his presentation before Congress that inflation was benign, but that the Fed stands ready to act if things get worse. Well, the Fed has a targeted inflation rate at 2%, but if you look through basic commodity prices over the last 12 months, commodity prices have across the board risen by 10%. Yesterday, we told you about the report from Goldcorp about China's plans to become a major gold trading center. That was picked up by the folks at Daily Reckoning out of Australia. And as they point out, China has been a standout buyer for gold of late, and it's buying lots of it. And you have to ask yourself why. While they can see the world imploding, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. And they have long figured out that financial and economic power all stems from gold ownership. And as the folks point out from Daily Reckoning, the reason that China is looking to become a major trading center in gold is because New York and London are the world's financial centers. London is the center of the over-the-counter gold trading market, which involves physical gold, while New York owns futures trading via the COMEX. Financial and economic power stem from gold ownership. Nothing more complicated than that. You might not realize it, but gold trading in London is second in volume and turnover only to the U.S. bond market. And Ben Bernanke thinks central banks only own gold based on tradition. More misguided thinking from Uncle Ben. Gold is the base of the global financial system. Always has been, always will be. It's the only check on dubious human behavior when it comes to money. From all available statistics that we have at our disposal, the flow of gold is moving from west to east. There's probably a lot more gold flowing into China that they're not telling anybody about. So the bottom line is China is planning an assault on Western financial markets by draining their physical supply of gold. Now, this is leading us to a interesting chat that Bill Murphy from Gadda had with the SGT report. And we'll have that for you when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Heartandbody.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Side for this Friday, and here we have a interview with Bill Murphy that's kind of gone viral on all the gold and silver websites out there. And I know what some people are thinking. Well, Robbie, you were talking about stories that confirm your bias, but isn't that what you're doing? Here's another story that is nothing more than confirming my bias towards higher gold and silver prices. And yes, I do have a bias because I have a vested interest in gold and silver prices moving higher. And I bring you these stories for no other reason than Bill Murphy has been right more often than he's been wrong. He was the first to really expose the manipulation in the gold and the silver markets. And after the last couple of weeks, it's pretty obvious that if the powers that be were willing to manipulate LIBOR rates, it's not a stretch to think that these same powers would not try and manipulate gold and silver prices. Well, Bill Murphy says big things are in store for gold and silver come August. So Let's hear what Bill Murphy has to say. Play the clip.
Hey, gang, breaking news update with Gaddis Bill Murphy. Bill Murphy has some stunning new revelations to share regarding J.P. Morgan's alleged silver manipulation. Bill, thanks for joining us.
Well, good to be here, Sean.
Now, Bill, before I let you run with the ball here, you've stated that you have an informed source that shared with you some really vital information. Bill, take it from there.
The fellow I spoke to I've known for years, one of the wealthier men in all of Europe. He's got a lot of connections, and he doesn't talk to me too much about, you know, the actual market action and stuff, but we talked a little bit ago, and he said that the reason that in 2011 that silver ran up from in January to through April was because Morgan was forced to stop selling for some reason. He doesn't know why, but they had whether they were going through some kind of investigation or something, but they pulled back, and that's when the price shot up to 49.50. And then, of course, it collapsed, and they came back in. He said May, but the market started down in either that very end of April or early May. He said actually said June, but either had they had someone else do it for them. But that's when they came back in, and that's why the market collapsed again. Now, he also said that part of this J.P. Morgan's big loss on their books was $2 billion up to $6 billion, probably going to $9 billion or a lot more, has something to do with silver. He said they still are short the market in a heavy way, and they're having a tough time extricating themselves to get out of it. He didn't know exactly what that was. It could have been due to physical supply issues. It could be maybe stuff they borrowed from the ETF, in which they're the custodian of SLV, the big silver ETF. He didn't know, but he said they still have a big problem with silver getting out of it, even though they're there all the time. And he also said that these sources was he's known the people for years, and he said they actually, by the way, they saw something in writing on this. He wasn't just talking about it, and he couldn't get into any further detail, but he saw something in some kind of document that corroborates what he was saying. But he said July, this was actually a couple of weeks ago when I first talked to him, would be tough for the gold and silver markets, but starting in August, they would start to go nuts, and they would stay nuts for a long time. I mean, they'll trade up and down, of course, but big, big moves are coming starting in August. And he said this a while back, and of course, July, every time gold and silver rally, the gold cartel is there and stops it cold.
Now, just to clarify, Bill, now your source is saying that big, big moves are coming this August?
Yes.
Now, do you think that...
Starting in August.
Starting in August. Do you think that has something to do with the CFTC's findings on silver manipulation, which are due in the next 30 to 60 days?
I have a great deal of respect for Bart Shilton, and one of their commissioners, and I've met him twice, and communicate with him here and there. He never tells me anything he can't, but he told me, I don't know, 2-3 months ago that we should be hearing something in 3 or 4 months, either way. So that would put it in August.
Now, for folks who are frustrated that silver has been putzing around down here below 30 for quite some time, can you help people understand why it's nothing less than an opportunity? Because this is subsidized pricing right now, thanks to the cartel.
Yes, it is. And I think you have it nailed. I mean, basically, they've kept it at artificially low prices. If you look at a chart, you'll see it's just going sideways, really building a huge base for some time. And it's we believe when it's an unnatural position, and the reason price is here is because of this manipulation by Morgan. And when this thing goes, it's going to do what it did last time, except keep on going. And they'll get up to 50 and go from there. The smartest guy I know, or one of them, I should say, is Eric Sprott. And he's a stickler for fundamentals and details and supply-demand stuff, and he believes silver is going to go well over $100, and I got my money on him.
Yeah, and let me ask you this. Here's some news that was breaking today, too, all over the Internet. 48 tons of silver bars recovered from a World War II shipwreck being reported today. Now, the reason I bring that up, Bill, is I want you to take this for me and run with it, because that's 70 years underwater, Bill. Silver, 70 years under the water, and guess what? It's still money worth a boatload of cash at today's prices.
Now, I hadn't heard this. Where do they find it?
Let's see.
That's a lot of silver.
It is a lot of silver. Let me read you this. The Tampa, Florida...
Seems like too much. It'll sink the boat.
Well, you know, it's only about 1.4 million ounces, which would just barely put a dent in what the COMEX has and help the COMEX out a little bit. But it says, quote, the Tampa, Florida-based Odyssey Marine Exploration, Inc. announced Wednesday that it had recovered 48 tons of silver bullion from the SS Garsopa, a sunken British cargo ship in 3 miles of water off the coast of Ireland. And, you know, they've got a deal worked out with the UK government there to recover it, and they get to keep 80% of the proceeds. 20% of the proceeds go back to the UK government.
Interesting. Well, thanks for letting me know. It's the first I'd heard of it.
Yeah, but the bottom line there, isn't that fascinating? What do you think the crates full of fiat dollars at the bottom of the sea would be worth today compared to that silver?
Well, that's a good point. I'll second what you have to say on that one.
So, Bill, just a quick breaking news update here. But before I let you go, let's circle back to LIBOR, the problems with J.P. Morgan, the systematic criminality with banking in general. We've got HSBC with all measure of criminality being public now. What's your take on what we're seeing in terms of the derivatives exposure and the problems of these big banks, including J.P. Morgan?
Well, first of all, Sean, I mean, all of a sudden, doesn't look like such a bunch of conspiracy nuts because people are realizing that that's what these markets are all about. I mean, on all our conspiracy is a rigging operation. And for the fact that this big LIBOR scandal could have had so many people involved in it and be kept quiet for so long, you could see how a tiny gold and silver market would be kept quiet too. But it is extremely obvious to anyone paying any attention about how these people operate in the gold and silver markets. They're being maybe more managed today than I've ever seen it during the whole time we've been involved in exposing it. And you never know what can happen behind the scenes. All of a sudden, they just can blow up when you're talking about derivatives. We don't know. We don't know about unallocated accounts. We don't know about these ETFs. We don't know about naked short positions. And this is great news for Gutta because all of a sudden it's opening people's eyes that all these markets are rigged. I mean, our treasury market is openly rigged. Now you're finding out this interest rate market's rigged. The plunge protection team is in there in the stock market all the time, and the gold cartel activity is ridiculous. I mean, what they do at certain times of the day over and over again has been well documented by us, and eventually it's going to lead to an explosion.
That it is. Well, Bill Murphy, any final words for our audience before we let you go?
Well, no, just that they can follow Gutta by going to Gutta.org, get on our mailing list, and they can check out my website, the Metropole Cafe, and sign up for a two-week free trial and see if it is of interest.
Well, Gutta's been leading the charge pretty much from day one on this thing, Bill, and all of the rest of us are standing in your shadow. You're a leader. So is Chris Powell over there at Gutta, and I want to thank you for what you guys are doing. I also want to thank the Silver Doctors for all they're doing. This report came to me by way of them. So thanks to the Silver Doctors. Thanks to Gutta. And, Bill, thanks to you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Okay, all my best. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Sean. Bye-bye.
Well, that's it, guys. Much more to come. New videos posting all week. Thanks for tuning in.
Well, there you have it directly from Bill Murray. Big things are in store. And another noted precious metal analyst is throwing down the gauntlet. Jim Sinclair on his website is making a call to arms against the organized criminals who manipulate global markets in what he calls a financial system in which almost everything is organized crime. This is a call for an explosion in litigation against those that destroy the profit, that destroy for profit using dastardly means. And I think all Jim is demonstrating is the kind of feeling which is beginning to build against some of the world's financial elites whose primary purpose seems to be just to make unbelievable sums of money for their companies and themselves out of thin air at the expense of the man in the street. They do this purely by manipulating markets for their own benefits rather than earning a living in a productive and creative sectors in which a huge majority of people are involved. The whole whole morality of the investment banking system and other financial institutions, among others, is now being called into question. And, you know, Jim Sinclair falls into that unique group of people like Neural Robini and Max Keiser that have been a little bit more blunt in calling for the hanging of bankers. But it seems as though there's a lot more people that are exposing the criminality of the investment world. As a matter of fact, Paul Craig Roberts says that it's because of fraud that keeps the entire financial system from collapsing. In a recent interview, he says the LIBOR rate rigging scandal was all about keeping the financial system and the big banks from failing. Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com, who had a one-on-one with Paul Craig Roberts, he says, watch out, because the minute you start to see interest rates go up, the loss to people will just dwarf the interest rate loss. So there's, once again, a number of red flags flying. And it just depends, you know, on how well you heed these warnings is going to dictate how well you survive the coming crisis. And I'm fully aware and mindful of what we explained yesterday, that we could actually be entering into what is known as crisis fatigue. I mean, look how many crises have popped up in the last couple of months. European crises, Middle Eastern crises, the financial crises, and now after last night, social crises. We do seem to bounce from one crisis to another. So I can, I'm fully aware of crisis burnout at this point. And I also understand that, you know, people have a tendency to want to just shut out all the bad noise and not pay too much attention to it. Well, you can't avoid the coming surge in food prices because you're going to be forced to deal with that reality on a daily basis. And because so many products use corn in their manufacture, you're more than likely going to be shocked and amazed by the variety of products that are soon going to see dramatic increases. Manufacturers try as best as they can to offset rising material costs by, as we pointed out before, making bigger cereal boxes with less product inside. And I had to laugh seeing a report out of South Africa that South Africans are getting rather antsy with Cadbury's chocolates. People are noticing that although the price of Cadbury's chocolate has not increased dramatically over the past 12 months, they have noticed that the size of the chocolate bars have been reduced by half. So that gives you some indication manufacturers worldwide use that sleight of hand trick to offset rising food prices. We'll take another quick time out and be back after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Dow still in double-digit losses off 80 points. Gold and silver have turned positive. Gold higher by $2.50 at $15.84. Silver higher by 10 cents at $27.38. And once again, just a reminder, if you want to catch Bill Murphy's latest exclusive about big moves in gold and silver coming in August, you can access it on my website together with, I guess, all you need to know about the current food crisis and a great article by Don Norasini on ethanol and unleaded gasoline. And although we didn't touch on it, we can't forget about Bibi Netanyahu's threat to retaliate against the attack on Israeli tourists in Bulgaria. And Gordon Duff seems to think that Bibi Netanyahu and those who support the Likud party within the U.S. Congress are racing towards World War III. And even Zbigniew Brzezinski has come out and warned that if you don't think the food crisis is bad enough to devastate the U.S. economy and or the market rigging scandal, he makes no bones about that a war with Iran will devastate the U.S. economy, which goes against what a lot of people seem to assume, that war is good for the economy. And he makes the observation that even if they don't shut down the Strait of Hormuz for very long, even a short-term shutdown is going to prompt the costs of oil to skyrocket. And he's not talking about $140 a barrel either. Try $200 a barrel. So we've got all these landmines in front of us. I have to admit that. You know why I'm happy it's Friday? Because this week I have definitely suffered crisis fatigue. Anyway, my friends, I hope you have a restful and peaceful weekend. Stand by for Spindola Speaks coming up at the top of the hour. And God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Till then, see you, bye.
Are you against